Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of beautiful divine messages we are going to get for today. And as always, we will start by introducing ourselves, so now you get to learn about the magical DC love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, and as you know, a radio show host. And I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. She and I connected while she was in a coma. At that time, Joan threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It did take me quite a while to realize that it truly was a divine connection. Joan has left this door open, and others have walked through the space, and it has given me access to the most ironic yet fascinating mixture of divine source. It has also provided me with the ability to relate and work with a wide variety of people. But prior to these life-changing experiences, my work background had been in law enforcement. I've now hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I have come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are, and this is the force that I now belong to. As well, it is the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the magical DC love.
Thank you, DC. I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, a speaker, an author, and a spiritual healer. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with, and a session with me is a safe place where nothing is judged and everyone has the freedom to just be. You can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page, and there are Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website, so that's one of the ways that you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. I've posted lots of things that I've learned over the years, and you may just find what you are looking for. Okay, now it's time for us to hear the messages. So, DC, what do you have for us today?
Well, Barbara, I looked outside and I saw that the sky was actually smiling, so I posted it on Facebook because it was time for Morning with Jesus. It was like an upside-down rainbow. It's beautiful. So I thought that was really cool. And Jackson wanted to tell you that, you know, there's a superhero for everyone. So he wants to know what happened on Halloween.
Well, I did not get a costume done, although I came up with an idea. I didn't have everything I needed to make it, but I did have an idea.
You're on your way, then. That's good. At least you have an idea. That's a start. So he's happy with that. Okay, I'm going to start off by reading a little prayer to your guardian angel, and it was written by Tracy Quadro Arietti. Dearest spiritual friend, protector, guide, please be with me through the most challenging moments of my life. Remind me to turn my face and heart to you often and speak with you daily to begin to understand the unique essence of you who has been matched to the unique essence of me. When I'm wounded, grant me your healing hand. When I'm striving, lead the cheers. When I'm in despair, lend me your soothing shoulder. When I'm complacent, light the fire. Take me from who I am now to who I am meant to be, one breath at a time. Whisper your sweet words of love, of encouragement, of strength, of comfort, into the places of my heart and mind and body that most need to hear them. Protect me from harm, whether from my own internal demons or those outside myself. Make clear to me the distinctions between the light and the dark energies around me Engage me in accepting my successes and joys with gratitude, with eyes open to the abundance that constantly surrounds me. And don't hesitate to tickle my ribs, stroke my hair, or nudge me forward, granting me the humor, grace, and fortitude to triumph through every day of my life. With thanks and trusting heart, so be it. Okay, so that was a little prayer that I was guided to read. Okay, now let me see. Okay, the next message that I have is a message that was channeled. I channeled it. Good morning, or God morning, either is appropriate, and thank you for spending this time with me. I hope you make this a November to remember. See things in a new way, and don't let life trick you. Halloween is over. As one month ends and another begins, look forward to all the challenges in your life. Life is ever-changing. Trust in the changes that are coming your way. Change is inevitable. It's a God thing. If you find yourself in a situation you had not planned on, don't worry, I'll be there to help you. All you have to do is ask and listen as I speak quietly to your soul. If you can't understand the silence and find it deafening, there's another alternative. Tune into Morning with Jesus. It's a Blog Talk radio show. Yep, could you believe that? It's on Blog Talk. And it's a great way to find me and the guidance that you're seeking. It's one of the many ways that we can connect. Remember to live each day to the fullest and remain in the present. Each moment is so precious, and you are asked to see it as a gift. You can transform and transcend into your new authentic self and create all that you've imagined. You are fully capable of becoming everything that you've dreamed of. The only one you is you, beloveds. What are you waiting for? Stop worrying about negative thoughts. Calm down that monkey mind. Give that monkey a banana instead, then tell him or her to stop monkeying around. Today, take a moment or two, maybe three, and just savor life. Notice all the miracles around you. You may just discover how truly wonderful that life is. Show gratitude for all that you have, because gratitude is an attitude that is worth embracing. It can change your life, and it's so easy. As remembering to say thank you, take a moment to sit quietly and think about all that you have to be thankful for. You will see how your mindset changes, and you will find yourself in a happier place. Meet me in that happy place, beloveds. Call my name. I will be there. Take time, and I will spend it with you. Connect with that little voice within. What are you feeling? You've heard the quote, you are what you eat. Well, in the same respect, you are what you think. Your thoughts create your reality. So stop focusing on all the stress. Instead, bless every situation. Life is not happening to you. It's happening through you. Look through the lens now of life, and you'll see how you can shape your destiny. I'm giving each of you the stamp of approval. You can have all the good that life has to offer. In fact, you are meant to have a happy and fulfilling life. But I do have a cautionary note. Optimism is required. Pay attention to what you're saying. There is power in the words that you use. What messages will you deliver? One word can change your mood as well as your motivation. Trust that small voice within. It's a good friend, always knowing the right thing to say. Remember, what you do matters. Live your life. Be grateful for each day and all that you have. You'll soon see it gets better and better. If you have insomnia, count your blessings instead of counting sheep. See yourself as the amazing being that you are. Have a great day. Begin today and create the life that you've envisioned. And remember, I love you, Jesus. That was a message that I had from Jesus, Barbara. And I do have another message that I was guided to read. And the word for today is wholeness. Wholeness is being all that you truly are. And we do this by integrating and balancing all aspects of ourselves and our life, and we can increase our ability to feel whole. Wholeness is a wide range of experiences, ideas, and feelings that everyone has, and it helps us to, really, it gives us the potential to live and express. So we're, each of us are asked to nurture our wholeness by balancing every part of our life, whether it be work, play, rest, time alone, time spent with others, and also by developing all our qualities, such as humor, patience, gentleness, compassion. And one way to achieve wholeness is by using a mirror to see ourselves. Yep, a mirror. What qualities or aspects are you seeing in other people that are the same as yours, and what parts appear to be totally different? Do you see qualities in others that you wish that you've had? For example, do you come across people that are really joyful or creative, and you can't remember the last time that you've expressed your creativity or your joy? By looking at another person's positive attributes or gifts, you can, in fact, awaken the qualities or resources within yourself. And also, if you notice a person's weaknesses, you can acknowledge where you also need to make any necessary improvements. We all know couples, a lot of the times, are total opposites. One person is the dreamer, the other person the realist. One is outgoing and the other is a recluse. One partner wants closeness, the other one wants space. Being polar opposites gives us the opportunity to appreciate our differences or to balance the polarities in ourselves to fulfill our human potential for wholeness. By seeing these differences in others, we have an opportunity to develop these qualities within ourselves. Appreciate each other's contrasting and complementary gifts. Don't call each other down because of differences. Remember that for every woman who is called too sensitive, there's a man who wants to express his vulnerability. And for every man who is called a workaholic, there is a woman who longs to fulfill her purpose and be taken seriously. People who are very different from us are reminding us to become more balanced, to become whole and healthy in who we are and how we live our lives. Differences are actually doorways into the hidden dimensions of our character and soul. They are the doorways to balance and to wholeness along our journey home. So you're reminded that the part of your life and your full potential as a human being may in fact need a little bit of balancing. Look within to awaken the parts of yourself that may require development or admiration, and notice the parts of your life that need inclusion or exclusion. As you become more integrated, you will deepen your capacity to experience happiness and fulfillment, and you will finally experience the feeling of being at home with yourself. And Barbara, those are my messages for today.
Thank you, DC. Those were wonderful. All right. And here is what Jesus wants to say to us right now. My beloveds, you are each and every one of you whole as you are now. We say this because so many of you think that you have to find that special someone in order to be complete. But if you think about it, why would someone want someone who wasn't complete? Why would you want someone who wasn't complete? It's okay for you to start seeing yourself as complete because you are. Each and every one of you was created by the Creator. Each and every one of you is equal. Each and every one of you is complete. You're not an unfinished project. You are a complete person as you are. Now, this does not mean that you cannot evolve. You cannot be more. But it does mean that you are complete as you are now. So this is one of those things that you should let go of, that whole idea that you need someone else to be complete. And we know that there are very many different things you are taught that you have to have in order to be a real person, in order to be a complete person, in order to have a real life. You don't need to be saved. And despite what you've been taught in many different religious circles, I'm not here to save you. You don't need to be saved. You are a child of God. And you are wonderful and beautiful and complete and whole, evolving. Your life is really about your choices. Your choices of what it is you want to experience, what it is you want to develop, how you want to be. That is what you need to focus on, creating what you actually prefer to experience. and get out of the mindset that everything is really crappy. And we say that with a great deal of love because so many of you are in that mindset. You believe that the world is a horrible place. Your life is horrible and nothing is going to get any better until you are saved. You don't need to be saved. You are a creator. You want your life to be different. Create it differently. Start taking the steps that are coming to you, and you are each receiving intuitive messages all of the time about things that you can do to change your life. Stop ignoring your messages. Stop waiting for someone to fix you. Start making changes to yourself, beings of love and light. Don't think that you're not, because you are. You are whole, you are complete, you are powerful, you are beautiful, you are capable, you are a creator. And if you find yourself needing assistance, then ask for it. We will assist you as we can, but we will not fix you. We will not save you, because you are not broken. It's time for you. Start seeing yourself, to start seeing the truth within you, to start recognizing who you already are. We love you, and we are here for you. Be here for yourself. It makes all the difference in the world. Okay, that's what he wanted to say.
Beautiful.
All right, so we've come to the part of the show where we take questions from callers. And unfortunately, if you are in the chat room, we cannot see you. I don't even know why I click on the chat room, because it just doesn't come up for me anymore. Okay, so if you are on the phone line listening and you have a question, be sure and press the number 1 so that a symbol comes up on my studio board and I know that you have a question. Otherwise, we just assume that you just want to listen, and we'll just let you listen. All right, our first caller is from area code 919. Zero. Hi, who's this?
Hello. Hi, this is Haley.
Did you say Haley?
Good morning, Haley. Good morning. Yes, it's Haley.
Okay. And what can we do for you today, Haley?
I'm open to really hearing anything from anyone. I'm kind of at a crossroads right now, so anything inspiring will certainly help me, and I appreciate it.
We'll see what we get for you.
Okay, the first thing that I'm getting, Haley, is you have the ability really to manifest, you know, and change your reality. Okay? So you've got to stay focused, of course, on the positive. And this is a powerful time for you. So make sure that, you know, what you're thinking about isn't in alignment with your desires, okay? You can use, you know, positive affirmations. Sometimes, you know, meditation helps. There's so many different ways to manifest. And now, say, for example, you know, I want this job in marketing or whatever. Put that out to the universe, but always say this or something better. So that's to make sure that all your dreams come true and even more, Haley, okay? And the angels are saying your wishes are coming true. So please watch your thoughts. You've got to get clear about what you desire, and above all, you've got to have faith, okay? I'm getting a surprise is coming your way. There's going to be good news, and whatever it is that's going to bring you fulfillment and joy is coming to you, Haley.
Thank you.
Okay? Just be prepared and focus on your desires and your goals, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I have Mother Mary coming in. And she's with you right now at this moment. And the reason that she's with you is, Haley, you have some problems with feeling worthy, okay? So Mother Mary is coming in with you, healing the issues of worthiness, self-esteem, and love. And she's saying, my beloved child, Haley, you are worthy of all good things. And you may not feel like that, she's saying, but she's with you right now, and she's putting her beautiful blanket of love and peace around you. And she asks that you be gentle with yourself. You take time to honor your body and your emotions. And you're going to be able to see yourself through the eyes of love. And then the healing process is going to take place. Okay, so please be gentle with yourself. Get in touch with your beautiful feminine energy. Work with that inner goddess. I don't know if there's any kind of issues between you and a mother or a mother figure, but it's a time to heal those as well. This is a time of rebirth for you, Haley, okay? So you are asked, you know, to really to take time, you know, for yourself. But open your heart, you know, to Mother Mary's, you know, divinity and humanness. And the first thing that, like, you know, comes to mind is probably what needs to be addressed in regard to, you know, a mother or a mother figure, okay? And know Mother Mary is with you. She's going to help you to view things in a very gentle way, okay? And ask if you need any assistance in releasing any kind of old or heavy emotions, and you're going to feel much better, hon. Okay? Let me see what they're showing me. Okay. And please, above all, you've got to stay positive, okay? Again, use positive thoughts, you know, visions, words, and you are creating the life that you're desiring, okay?
That's great.
So the angels are saying, you know, if you've been feeling like you're stuck in a negative pattern, well, start using those positive affirmations. You can even write down, you know, positive affirmations and, you know, where you're going to see them often. Because I feel like they're showing me that there's been a little bit too much negativity lately, and the angels are saying that you've been a little bit too hard on yourself, Haley, okay?
Yeah,
so just
definitely.
Try to lighten a little bit. Yeah, smile, laugh, and above all, they're saying do something, you know, do something fun just for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, what else are they showing me here? I'm just trying to see if they have anything else for you. Okay, and Mother Mary again is coming in, and she's letting you know that you are stronger than you think, Haley, okay? And you can call upon her, you can call upon Jesus and the angels whenever you need them, okay? And I don't know if you've been getting, like, enough of, like, physical activity lately, but I'm getting, like, maybe, like, a little bit of movement would also help.
Yeah.
Okay, and you need a little bit more balance is what I'm being shown. Listen to that inner wisdom. You were meant to be a leader, Haley, okay? And the angels are saying, time to speak your spiritual truth, okay? With their guidance, they're going to help you. You are going to be such an example for others to follow. You are meant to be that beautiful spiritual leader, okay? And just, you know, invite the angels in and let them help you with that as well. Is what I'm getting. Okay, I'm getting for some reason, let me see, that I'm seeing this letter floating around me. I'm seeing the letter D around you, Haley. It could be a person or a place. Okay, and what I'm getting, you've got to be open to the possibilities that are around you because you don't want to miss an opportunity coming your way. Okay?
Okay.
So I see something coming right around the corner, and it has something to do with the letter D. It could be a person, like I said, or a place. But there's something, you know, it's an opportunity that you, you know, may be able to take advantage of. So please, you know, write down that letter D. And, you know, if you see something or, like, meet someone, you'll know what that letter means, okay?
Okay, great.
Okay. And the angels are so proud of you. They're saying, Haley, you know, you have that beautiful inner sensitivity, but you're very strong-willed and, you know, you're determined and everything. They want you to get in contact with, you know, in touch with that beautiful inner strength that you have and that charismatic personality, okay? And that's going to help you to really achieve, you know, what you want to achieve in life as well, okay? Because you're sensitive and you are strong, and, you know, and that's beautiful. And they're saying, and she's an excellent communicator, and you're very intelligent. So you've got a lot, you know, you've got a lot going for you, Haley.
Thank you.
So allow the angels, like, to come in, you know, and help you, you know, to really develop your creative side. Okay, I don't know. I've been getting messages from Tiote. That's the Egyptian god, about writing. Have you been thinking about writing something lately?
Yes, very heavily.
Okay, so that message was for you then, from Tiote. Okay. Okay, so that was your message. And that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. God bless you, hon.
Thank you so much.
Okay, Haley. So here is what Jesus wants to say to you right now. Beloved one, the first thing I want to say to you is you can do it. We want to say this to you several times. You can do it. You can do it. Are more powerful than you know. You can do it. We want you to stop putting off your life. We want you to stop putting off the things that really resonate with you. And do it. Just do it. You don't have to do it all in one day. You don't have to make sure that everything is absolutely perfect. It's not about that. It's just about doing it. We will work with you. We will assist you in making whatever it is that you need to make. But we can't do it for you. You have to do it. And you can do it. And we know that there are a million and one reasons popping up in your mind about why you can't or why you should put it off or what you need to have first and all of those wonderful little ego comments. We want you to ignore those and just do it. The ego would have you wait until everything was perfect. And you already know that there's never a time when everything is perfect. Or maybe it's that every time everything is perfect. It really depends on how you look at it. You have everything you need within you to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish in your life. And you can do it. So do it. Start taking little steps. If all you can move is 1 inch, that's fine, but move that inch. Start taking the steps to creating what you are here to create. You have so much to share with this world. Don't put it off anymore. It's time, and you can do it. We are with you. We love you. Okay, that's what he wanted to tell you.
Thank you so much.
So whatever it is, you better get busy.
Yeah, I got the message loud and clear. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Haley. Have a great day.
Thank you. You as well.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, our next caller is from area code 586. Hold on,
good morning, ladies.
There you are. Good morning. What's your name?
My name's Teresa.
Hello, Teresa. What can we do for you today?
Hi, just seeing if there's any messages for me. I've been, I believe, cleansing very negative people out of my life.
Wonderful. Well, let's see what we're getting, DC.
Yes, good morning, Teresa. The first thing that I'm seeing, because you're cleansing all the negativity out of your life, the angel of protection is with you, and you're being held in this beautiful angel's arms, okay? And you're surrounded by the power of love. So no matter what's going on right now, this beautiful angel is with you, and you are protected, okay? So that was the first that I did see. Okay. And Mother Mary is coming in, and she's letting you know that you should pay attention to what your body is telling you, because our body sort of like, gives us a little signal. And I'm getting, there might be, something in regard to another person. You don't know if this person is being maybe truthful or not, or being honest. Okay, so Mother Mary is with you, and she wants you to pay attention, and she's also going to be there to give you, I guess the courage to speak up and really to, create a healthy atmosphere of honest communication. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm also seeing, have you been having any issues, have you had issues with your father? because I'm getting like there's Jews rooted deep down within like a father or father figure.
No, not really. I get along really good with my father.
Okay, well, I'm still getting there's something deep rooted in a relationship with a father, okay? Come immediately to mind. But if,
okay,
you know, some old emotions start coming up, just, you know, let them surface and bless them for the power to inform. I am getting that you are on a pathway to healing. Okay, so whatever comes up, if it's a painful memory or it's not pleasant, just, you know, Mother Mary is there, Jesus is there, the angels, you could ask them to help release, you know, whatever it is, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, you called in today and you were being asked to take action related to your priorities. You've been putting something off and I'm saying, you know, no more procrastinating.
Yeah.
Okay, something that's a priority that you really have to attend to. Okay, because I'm getting sort of like things are at like basically like a standstill right now until you decide.
Yes,
so Mother
until
Mary
I
asked,
take action. Yeah.
So you take action, yes. And you were asked to just, you know, sit quietly, sit within your heart space and ask yourself, what is most important to me? You know, and you've got to decide, you know, how much time you're going to spend on your priorities. And, you know, you're going to notice feelings that arise because these are part of your, you know, your answered prayers. And the angels are going to be there with you. They're going to help to boost your motivation and your confidence so that you can take action. And with that being said, I'm getting, you know, there's possibly a career change for you. It's going to be positive and it's on the horizon.
Yeah.
And it deals with your passion. That's going to take center stage.
Yay.
Yeah, so that's what I'm getting, okay? So you may need to take, you know, a little bit more time to really be open to communicating and allow that creative freedom to come in and, you know, connect with your joy, okay? Focus on what you're desiring, and I'm getting this is going to be a grand change. And it's divinely guided. It is, in fact, time for a change, okay? But just know that your, you know, your passion is blooming like a beautiful lotus flower. And in doing so, abundance is also coming your way.
Beautiful. Thank you.
You're so welcome. And, you know, you may have been working like long and stressful, you know, hours. And the angels are saying it's time to work smarter, not harder. Okay? So they're asking that you see yourself already where you want to be. And Jesus is saying, you know, even the circumstances that you find yourself in each circumstance there is a gift, and in each there is a hidden treasure, okay?
Yeah.
So stay within that God space, and then you'll find that, you know, this too shall pass. Whatever you're going through presently, like this too shall pass, okay? And you'll be able to see things in their proper light. And remember, your life is a result of your thoughts, you know, including the ones that you, you know, you are consciously creating. So if you create something that you don't like, you always have the opportunity to just go back and choose again, okay? And let's see, I think I have one more little message. Okay. I'm getting the letters C and M around you, okay?
Okay.
So I don't know. I'm feeling that they are people. There might even be an invitation somewhere, a social event, but the letters C and M are coming, okay? And with that being said, I'm also seeing that this is a time of expansion for you and abundance, okay?
Wonderful.
So if those letters don't make sense to you right now, they will. So just please write them down, okay? And I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. God bless.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Teresa. Okay, before Jesus talks to you, are you okay with Archangel Michael cutting some cords? There's cords attached to you that are attached to those negative people, that negative energy that you're trying to let go of.
Get
in
rid
your
of.
Life. Yeah.
Yes.
And
I'm very
so
open
wants,
to that.
Okay. So Archangel Michael has his beautiful blue sword of truth, and he is cutting through the cords and attachments. And this is not just something simple, little, you know, whack, whack, and it's all done, because you have layers and 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 layers 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 layers. I can just sit here and say layers forever. And every time I say layer, he's cutting through a layer. So I'm going to keep saying layer for a little while longer. And layers and layers and layers and layers and layers layers layer 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 layer. Okay, so now he's cut through at least 60 layers of the cord. And anytime you want to call for him to come and cut away the cords, and you can just sit there and say, cut them away layer by layer by layer by layer by layer. And, you know, for 5 minutes, just say by layer by layer by layer, and you will feel a huge difference. Okay.
I can feel that when you're doing
that. Yeah. Sometimes I just sit at my desk and just say layer by layer by layer by layer by layer. And I have actually said it for hundreds of times. And then I'm just like, wow, I feel like a new person. Okay. So he also wants to use his special chakra cleaner. And he wants to pour that through your chakras. So are you okay with that?
Yes.
Okay. So he's pouring it in now, and he starts at the crown, and it works its way down to all of your chakras, and any you don't need goes into the earth. Oh, and there's some stuff in your second chakra that he's clearing out of there. And that's where your creativity is at. And I don't know if you've been not being as creative as you are meant to be.
No, I've kind of been in a standstill. As
yeah.
You said, I've been in a standstill until I decide which direction to go.
Okay. Well, he's clearing out all of the muck and the muddle. Those are his words, but that's in there. So you've got muck and muddle in you.
I believe it.
It's on that. Okay. Now, and he's clearing out your heart, too, so that you can actually love yourself and really fully love yourself. Oh. All right. And here is what Jesus wants to say. My beloved, do not underestimate yourself. You are more than you have imagined. And so as you are letting go of these people that you realize don't resonate with you, make sure that you are also letting go of the beliefs that brought them to you to begin with. Because you don't need to keep any of those beliefs either. And if you do keep them, you'll just bring back more of those people. So it's not just a matter of clearing people out of your life. It's a matter of clearing beliefs out of your life. And you have a belief about your smallness, and we want you to let that one go. You did not come here to be small, to be insignificant. You came to stand in your light, to be seen, to be known, to make a difference in this world. And you do that by being of service in the way that service resonates with you. You don't need to compare yourself to anyone else because you're not like anyone else and you're not meant to be. It's time for you to really see yourself, to see what you are here for, to do the things that fully express you. You are so much more than you've ever been led to believe. And we want you to let go of those limitations or any belief that you need someone else to fix you, to fix your life, because you don't. We will assist you. And you can call on Archangel Michael and have him cut cords anytime you want cords cut. He is more than happy to do that. But this is you opening up to you. You recognizing you. You accepting you. The truth of who you are. The divine truth that is within you. Allow that truth to come forward. Allow yourself to express it. Allow your light to shine. We love you. We believe in you. We love you. We believe in you. We love you. Truly believe in you. And you are worth it. Okay, that's what he wanted to tell you.
Wow, that is absolutely beautiful, ladies. Thank you so much. I so appreciate
it. You're welcome. Sounds like you've got a lot of stuff to do, so you better get busy.
I know. Right, right. Yes, thank you.
Thanks for calling, Teresa.
Okay, be well.
You too. All right. And I will remind callers who've called in that you need to press the number 1 so that we know that you have a question. Otherwise, you just get to sit back and listen. But if you have a question, you must press the number 1 so that that lovely symbol appears on my board and we can answer your question. All right. Our next caller is from area code 510. Hi, who's this?
This is Leanne.
Did you say Leanne?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, Leanne. What can we do for you today?
Hi there. I am really glad, first of all, that I got in on one of your calls. I've never made it, so I'm from California and grateful. And my question is around a legal matter and making a decision. That's been a challenging one, but at the same time, I've done a lot of letting go. And just want to see really what messages there are on how to just move forward or not, and or what direction to take.
Okay, well, let's see what we're getting.
Good morning, Leanne. This is DC. Thank you for calling in.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. The first thing I'm getting, hon, is that you're a little bit out of balance. You've got to be a little bit more grounded.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's what's making a decision difficult for you at this time.
Okay.
So the angels are asking that you take a little time before you make a decision and then you go with it, okay? So
okay.
You've got to be a little bit more centered and focused, you know, on the outcome is what the angels are saying, Leanne. So maybe if you meditate on it for a while, you know, go within. But I am getting, you're going to get a positive answer, okay? So try to relax a little bit, feel less stressed, okay? And when thinking about this situation, always come from a place of love. And the angels are saying, Leanne, you are, you know, you're part of a powerful, unlimited source of energy. And that energy, of course, is, you know, love, no matter the question, okay? So I'm getting... Okay, just surround yourself, you know, with that love right now and the situation and, you know, go within. And I'm getting, you know, as you're thinking about this situation as well, there's a healing taking place on all levels, Leanne, okay? You have protective forces are around you. I'm getting possibly a grandmother in spirit.
That makes sense. Yep.
And I'm getting, is she of Irish descent?
That's my Nana Jean, yes. Yes.
Okay, yes, because she's saying, my dear Leanne, to thine own self be true. Stop worrying, stop overthinking.
Yes.
Okay, listen to yourself, not to all those people surrounding you, you know. So she is with you, and she's reminding you that call upon God, call upon the angels, and they will give you help in all your decisions. And then wait for that inner voice to guide you, my beautiful child. And just know that your loved ones on the other side, her included, they want to see you happy and they want to see you enjoying each and every day. And she's saying, my beautiful Leanne, stop looking, you know, stop living in the past. Start looking to the future. Okay? She's saying, if you could see life from my perspective, you're going to see amazing things are coming for you, my dear. Okay? So allow, you know, your grandmother's love and those in spirit to really help you to be filled with, you know, the amazing possibilities, hon, that await you. Okay? And she's waving goodbye. She's throwing kisses. And she's saying, I have to go because Archangel Gabriel is coming in now as well, Leanne. He's been standing behind your grandmother. And Archangel Gabriel is bringing in news of abundance, okay? So just know, you know, pay attention because he's trying to give you messages as well. And he, of course, is known as a messenger of God, and he's going to bring news of good news and news of hope. Okay, you've been wanting news of hope, and that's what I'm getting. Okay?
Wow, thank you.
Okay, and okay, what else were they showing me? Hold on, let me see. Okay, I'm getting the letters A and J around you. Most of the time they're people. It could be a first or a last name. Okay, so if they don't make, if those letters don't make sense to you right now, Leanne, please hold on to them.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm getting like a lot of movement around you. Part of it is spiritual growth, but have you been thinking about moving physically? Because there's like a lot of movement. Doors are opening, magic is happening all around you, but there's a lot of movement, and it's beautiful movement. So I don't know if you've thought about like moving physically, but I'm getting like the movement is incredible.
Wow. It's probably more, it could be a mix of both because I've been very open to just allowing and listening to divine guidance and just trusting divine order. So that's actually, I know why I got through on the call.
Okay.
Remind myself.
Well, your grandmother was pushing you to the head of the line there. She really wanted to speak with you. Okay. And I'm getting there, you know, like there's going to be travel possibly around you too. Okay. So just hold on to this because I'm getting like a lot of movement. And you are growing spiritually. Your beautiful gifts are increasing. Just trust what you're getting, okay? This is going to be a time, Leanne, of rapid growth. It's going to be a time of change. And, you know, your psychic gifts are strengthening as well at this time. And I'm going to ask Barbara to come in and have Archangel Michael use his super-duper chakra cleaner on you. I think the industrial strength is what's needed for you at this time.
Thank you.
So,
I'll take it.
Yeah, because oh my gosh, this... Poor Leanne, we've got to get this. It's painless and everything.
Yes.
It only takes a couple seconds, and then you're going to see how positive you feel and how invigorated, and you're going to be able to trust your feelings, your visions, your dreams, and you're going to have knowledge of your divine truth, Leanne. Okay, and just know that you are a natural intuitive, you are a natural healer. Okay, what you're feeling, just please, like, you know, really tune into it.
Okay,
so at this time, I'm asking Barbara to come in with Archangel Michael. And the industrial, I guess, the industrial chakra cleaner. And Ginger, close your eyes. Close your eyes so it doesn't get in your eyes.
It's okay. It doesn't get in your eyes anyway. Except for her third eye. It clears that one up. And I'm seeing this image of Archangel Michael getting this huge... what do you call those things? You know, those big containers. It's a barrel. That's it. A barrel of this cleaner, and he's putting it on a dolly, and he's wheeling it over. Okay. So if you are ready to accept this lovely chakra cleaner, and don't worry, it never does any harm.
Yes,
it's not capable.
Oh, no. I welcome it.
And he's pouring it in through your crown chakra now. And it's moving its way down. And one of the areas that's really getting cleared out is your solar plexus, a place where you have all of your identities. He's saying you have all of these old identities that you no longer need, these old ways of seeing yourself, and it's time to let go of them because they no longer apply to you. So that's being cleared out. And actually, all of your chakras are being cleared. They're just showing me that one in particular. Oh, and your base chakras. getting some extra clearing too. That's where we have all of these fears about survival and needing to hold on, to shut down, to believe there's not enough, that it's not going to work, and all of that fear stuff. And all of that is getting cleared out of you too. Yeah. And he's cutting some cords too. Okay. All right. So here is your message from Jesus. It's like, Michael's done his job. It's my turn now. Okay, here we go. Beloved one, you've come to a time in your life where you know who you are. You know who you are in a way that you've never known who you were before. Getting used to making choices from this new level of being, this new state of being, this new you. And having your chakras cleared out is part of your letting go of the past, letting go of who you've been, so that you can actually decide who you are now, so that you can know who you are now. You know that you are loved and you are supported. And there is a part of you that knows that turn any situation into something incredibly beneficial for you. And it's okay to do that. And no, we're not telling you to do anything dishonest. We are telling you to trust in your own integrity. Because it's not a matter of manipulating. It's a matter of opening, allowing, being. And it's also a matter of accepting that you deserve to have the very best. And we know that when we say that, there are those little voices that pipe up, and they may be telling you everything that you've ever done wrong. And that's fine. That has nothing to do with it. Because God's not holding anything against you. So why would you need to? You are here to learn your lessons, to have a deeper understanding of who you are, of who your Creator is, of what life is about. And that is why it is always important to forgive yourself, to forgive everyone for anything that you are holding against them, because you don't need that energy. And we encourage you to let it go. We see the goodness in you. We see the beauty in you. We see the truth. Just forgive yourself for anything you haven't forgiven yourself for. And forgive anybody else for anything you've been holding on to, so that you can move forward in love and in light. And you can create more beauty in this world. And we see you doing just that. We love you. We love you. We love you. Okay, Leanne, that's what he wanted to say to you.
Ah, thank you very, very much. Beautiful and powerful. And just in time.
Good. And your grandmother is throwing you kisses. She's just throwing kisses and kisses and kisses at you.
And I feel her. I always feel her, so this is just so great to get the affirmation like that. Thank you.
And she's giving you a big, beautiful hug, Leanne. Okay, she's holding you in her arms and giving you a hug, and she's telling you that, you know, she wants you to, you know, write a new story about yourself and make it a powerful story. Okay, and, you know, this is going to be a story that you really truly shine, okay?
Okay.
Well, she's saying she won't accept anything else. Make sure that you, you know, that you make this story really powerful. Because then she's saying you are a person. You're very powerful.
I got tears.
Oh, well, you're loved.
Good tears.
And
happy.
Yeah. But it's your time to shine, she's saying, Leanne.
You know, and it's funny that she's saying shine because she called me Sparkle Plenty, and I named my puppy that I ended up rescuing that showed up really to rescue me named Sparkle. And she's sitting right
here. Beautiful. Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Really beautiful.
Wow. Okay.
Well, you were meant to be today, and you were meant to get your message for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling me. Have
bye.
A wonderful, beautiful day.
You too. God bless. Bye-bye.
Yes.
Okay, now we are moving to the caller from area code 415. Hi, who's this?
Hi, it's Jessica. Hey, thanks
Hello,
for taking my
Jessica.
Call.
Hello, Jessica.
Hey. Hi.
So
lots of fun things. I'm working on my own projects. What'd you say?
I just said, what's up? But you were already telling me, so go ahead.
Oh, I thought that was DC saying something. Okay, gotcha. So two things. I have time now. I'm, like, working on my projects, which is fun and exciting, and I'm looking to partner with people. And I'm just sort of going through people in a way that's, like, fast and furious. And I seem to still sort of not be okay with that, like letting people go with grace and ease. So I'd like some support in that, just rather than getting all emotional about it. Like, you know, I know that they've helped me as far as they can, even though it's just like a short amount of time. And then I think I just readjust and then the energy's not there. You know, I'm like stronger in my power, like asserting what I need. And, you know, cause I'm the quote, like the boss now. So it's like, well, I want this on my deadlines. I'm not working around your schedule. Like I realize what I used to do, you know, so it's very positive stuff, but I still notice how I get like upset or like emotional or whatever things sort of erupt. And the other thing is related to this is that, so I've been like posting my business on like certain, we'll like say search engines or like social media stuff. And the other day I went to go put myself on Google Maps and it was very excited. It was very like guided, but it's interesting on how I get like so nervous where people can like write comments about you, on how it makes me so nervous because again, people, I notice I'm getting triggered a lot of times when, you know, these situations when other people's stuff will come up, I realize like I have to just stop reacting, like pull myself back and be like, hey, this is their issue. Stop getting triggered, pull yourself back, pull it together. But I feel slightly a little bit nervous yesterday when I was posting that because I was like, now, you know, people can sort of write whatever and I'm known to stir up stuff with people and I'm a little afraid of what they can do to your reputation type of thing. But it's like also very exciting because it's like, I'm out there. Is it you're running your business for real this time? And like, this is what you do. If you want people to find you, hello, like, you know how to market. So I'll turn the stage over to you guys. It's very exciting, but like a lot of emotions these past days. I've just been riding it.
Ah, beautiful, Jess. The first thing that I'm getting is from Ginger, and Ginger is handing you some garlic. Do you like garlic?
I don't know if I like it, but I eat it a lot because it's helping my thyroid heal. So, yeah, I guess I like it now. I guess I've grown to like it.
Okay, because not only will it help your thyroid, it's actually a very protective plant. Okay,
oh,
and it's going to help you to do the work that you do as well. Okay, it's going to help you to invoke your magical powers. It's going to help you to really be careful about your boundaries. and, you know, help you with,
wow.
you know, your communication skills with others. So whenever you feel stressed or you have something going on, it sort of is saying just you're a little bit vulnerable or maybe you're in need of a little protection. Okay? So have some garlic. Okay?
Oh, my God. I love that. Thank you.
And
I still see that in my head as a protection. Yes.
Yeah. Well,
that's great.
Thank you, Ginger, because I had no clue.
Thank you, Ginger. I eat a lot of ginger,
right.
too. Not Ginger the dog.
Yeah, and
but ginger the
thing, Jess, you're a very outwardly confident person. And because you're so outwardly confident, people do not see the vulnerable, you know, part of you. And sometimes you may get, like, a little bit overly serious, okay? And that's the times that you're, like, a little bit more prone to frustration and, you know, possibly some arguments, okay? But she's
yeah.
saying Jess has another beautiful, she's very warm, you know, and she's an amazing person. And she's saying, Mom, she'd do anything for the people that she truly loves. So she's saying, Jess, you might need to have a little bit more emotional balance, okay?
Right.
Where you can
okay.
get along with the people that, you know, that you work with or, you know, or people that see you. You can be popular, but still in all, you're the boss, okay? And you have a wonderful sense of humor, Jess, okay? You have a quick wit about you, okay? And, you know, allow people to see that side of yourself as well.
Mm,
so that,
okay.
That's from Ginger, okay?
Awesome.
Okay, so what I'm getting is it's really time, you know, for a little bit more clarity. You've really got to be clear about what you want from life, you know, with yourself and from others. And things aren't just, like, right yet, so you need a little bit more clarity. Okay, so I don't know if you've been meditating, maybe having a heart-to-heart conversation with yourself and really being honest, you know, and I'm getting, you know, once you have that clear idea, you're going to manifest those new possibilities, Jess, okay? So maybe a little bit more meditation
okay.
is needed. Okay, be honest with yourself. Have you made a list of your desires and your needs? Because that really helps when we see it, like, on paper in black and white. It really does help.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty clear. I mean, it seems like I've been trying to get this website redesigned, and I'm not finding the right people. And I'm working I'm working off a special site that, you know, you use a different, it's a long story, but, like, I'm not finding the right people,
right.
and it's sort of frustrating, and, like, let's get it on already.
You've got
to,
you know what,
now.
You've got to put that on paper, that you need to find the right people, because Ginger's saying, Jess, there's an army ready and willing to help you, but you've got to be
that.
More willing
okay.
to. And she's saying, girlfriend, don't give up because your miracle is coming, okay? You're strong. Take back your power, girlfriend. Believe in yourself.
Okay.
And just know the angels are saying, Jess, your talents are going to be rewarded. You have a lot of good luck around you, and you're going to have that good fortune. So you've got to really, like you said, whatever your mind can conceive and you can believe, you're going to achieve it in your life. So just concentrate on, you know, on you and speak only of success and prosperity, Jess, okay?
Okay.
The angel of abundance is with you, and she bears good news. And I'm getting, you've been praying sort of for a miracle or abundance, and it's going to come your way. Okay? So
okay.
all of this is going to start by you opening your heart, you know, in that beautiful heart space. Let it flow through your life. And the manifestation is coming, and Ginger's saying it's going to come faster than she knows. There's a healing taking place.
Wow, that gave me chills. I want that. I ask for it, like, all the time.
You're saying, show
yeah.
me the money. You're telling the
yes,
angel, show
I
me
do.
The money. Yes, show me the money. Well, that's what Ginger has for you. She gave you most of the reading. I hope that it resonated with you, and I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, Jess.
It did. That was great. What a magical dog. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Jessica, have you ever read the book Excuses Be Gone by Wayne Dyer?
I might have, like, flipped through it. I don't know. I don't really read anymore, like, books, but I'll be with you during this.
Well, I'm getting that this is a book that you should definitely read, because so often you let excuses get in your way. and this book is about recognizing that excuses, you don't need them. They should not have any power.
Really?
In your
I thought
life.
I was done with that. Okay.
There's still
I'll
some.
I'll take a look.
You've refined it, but you haven't completely let it go.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Like when you're talking about, you know, the website and getting out there and people can make comments, and what if they make negative comments? Those are excuses. That's an excuse for you not fully being you.
Me not fully what? Say that again.
You not fully being you. You giving your power away to other people.
Yeah, it scares me.
Yeah.
It scares me still.
And those are excuses. So that's why they're saying you really need to read this book.
Okay.
And they had me read the book too. So, you know, this is, it's, now, what am I supposed to tell her about the book? It talks about a variety of things, and I wrote down little notes to myself about some of the things that are in there, and some of those notes are now calling for me to say them to you. And one of them is, by changing my beliefs, I change who I am. What I am is what I believe, not what I was handed genetically. So it's letting go of the whole belief that your genetics and any illnesses that run in your family or affecting your thyroid or any of that stuff is actually more powerful than you, because it's not. Okay, so that's just the one thing that I was guided to read you from this book. I ended up with, I think it says 14 pages of little notes in my computer as a result of reading it. But it has a lot of information about letting go and about how to let go and how to embrace what you actually want to experience in life, to get out of that, oh my gosh, what if this happens, what if that happens, to actually accept that you have the power to create. Okay, so that's what they wanted me to tell you about the book. And if you need the book, I have it in PDF, and I can send it to you. If you send me an email, I'll send you the book.
Okay, thank you.
All right, now let's
I think I might go
that.
To the library after this. Yeah, I'll sit in the park. It's like nice out today. Yeah.
And, you know, have a pad and pen, because you may, you know, start finding all sorts of little things you want to remember. Okay, so here's what Jesus wants to say. My beloved one, you are such a beautiful work in progress. You truly are. We do so enjoy your discovering things about yourself and letting them go, so that you can move beyond them. You sometimes have glimpses of your potential, of your power, and that is so invigorating to you. And then all of the old stuff comes up, and you start dealing with that, and you wonder, why do I keep having to deal with this? Why isn't it just gone? Well, you are making progress. You really are. Don't give up. Let yourself know that everything is okay. That it may not be perfect, but that's okay, because it doesn't have to be perfect. In fact, the human definition of perfection is actually very limited. Once you achieve perfection, there's nothing else. Why on earth would you want to be perfect? Instead, you are evolving. You are growing. You are being you. And that is beautiful. That is wonderful. You are beautiful. You are wonderful. Open up. Open up to what you are learning. Open up to what you are letting go of. Open up to your life. You can feel who you are. You can feel what's coming. Let yourself enjoy that. Let yourself willingly, knowingly create the truth of who you are. We really look forward to the changes that you go through, to the things that you learn, to the understanding that you gain. We love you, and we are always with you, and you are doing great. Keep up the good work.
Thank
okay,
you.
That's what he wanted to share.
Yeah, that was nice. Thank you. It felt good to speak to you guys today. I really liked it. Thank you.
Yes, Ginger's asking me, are your teeth okay? Have you been having any problem at all with your teeth?
I don't know. It's interesting that you're saying that. I had my first cavity filled maybe a couple of weeks ago, and I don't know, yesterday I was like sort of, the last couple of days I've been like feeling some of it. I'm like, I don't know, is it sensitive here? Is this a cavity maybe? Should I get this checked out? It's like weird.
Yeah, she's saying get it checked out, hon.
Oh, I don't want to go back to the dentist, and I don't have any dental insurance anymore.
Okay. Well, she was just saying, she saw your teeth, and she said there's something wrong, so let her know.
I don't like that. Okay.
Well, she's worried about you, Jess, so she's just letting you know, hon.
Does it have to do with the cavity that was filled or another tooth?
I don't know. She was pointing to your teeth, honey. I don't know.
All right.
Now, there is a natural
message.
Thing that you can try, Jessica. And that's, what is it
oil
called?
Oil pulling.
Oh, yeah.
The coconut
oil.
Yep.
And try that for a few days and see if your teeth don't change the way they feel.
And it actually,
well,
coconut
thing.
Oil
like,
will actually...
Never,
the little ones, the coconut oil will actually heal them.
Well, that's the thing. That's what changed. When I was working, I was doing the coconut oil all the time. And since I've been working from myself now at home, I've been out of my routine of doing that all the time. So I just started getting back into doing it after every meal. So maybe that, please, like, let that just be it. So I'm going to just keep up the coconut oil and
that'll
try
help.
To go into a slumber of forgetting about the message that you shared.
Well, the coconut oil is you actually looking at your teeth. So you are not ignoring the message. You are just doing it in your own way.
Yes.
Right. Which exactly, that's exactly what I was thinking yesterday. I was like, you really need to get back into the coconut oil routine because it was so good. Okay, I'll take it.
And she's handing you, Ginger's now handing you a glass of water with some ice, and it has lime and lemon in it. So I don't know if you like lemon and lime, but she's giving you that glass of water with lemon and lime, and it's just going to, she said it's going to invigorate you, Jess.
That's a new habit that was an old habit that I brought back again just the last couple days. You're right. That's awesome.
She said, knock 'em dead.
That's great. Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Enjoy the beautiful day. We finally have, like, a really nice day. So I'm just assuming
awesome.
It's all around. Yeah. Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You for calling,
all right.
Yes.
That's it. I'll speak to you later. Thanks. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. And we have another caller from area code 561. Hi
there. Hi, Barbara. This is Lena. How are you?
I'm fine, Lena. How are you?
I'm okay. Things are still the same, so I wanted to see what any kind of messages you guys have for me.
Lena,
okay,
I see your beautiful heart chakra. Your beautiful heart chakra is opening, hon. Oh, my goodness. I don't know, it's like a beautiful lotus flower, and your heart chakra is just like opening, and it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So you're asked to just breathe in that beautiful energy. And when you do, it's going to help to really to transcend your emotions, okay? And it will help. Do you have you felt your heart chakra opening? Oh, my goodness.
No.
Well, just breathe in that beautiful energy. And I'm getting, this is a time for you to think about, like, doing something new. I don't know if, like, a new project, or maybe there's a part of you that you haven't been showing the world, you know, that beautiful part of Lena.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the angels are with you, and they want to bring, you know, whatever it is that you want, they want to bring it to fruition. And they want you to do it, like, in a balanced way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then, and, you know, connect with the greatest desires of your soul. And you're going to be able to manifest that, hon, okay?
Okay.
And I'm also getting, I don't know if you get outside, but, you know, connecting with Mother Earth would be really helpful. It would help to keep you grounded. And it has beautiful
mm-hmm.
healing powers. Okay?
Yeah,
and
I get
you'll
out
get guidance.
Every day.
Well, that's beautiful. And make sure while you're out there, don't forget to hug a tree, you know? That helps too. And just
mm-hmm.
give thanks while you're out there for all your blessings. And express gratitude. And it's really going to, it will really help you. Okay.
Yeah,
and, Lena, I'm getting you with the flow a little bit more. And just know that, you know, the universe does have a plan just for you. Please don't fight it. Go with the flow. And when we go with the flow, life becomes easier and easier. The angels have been saying that you've been forcing your way, like, for a little bit now. And it's now time to stop trying so hard and maybe just let things happen, okay? So you may have to give up control a little bit. But there's something greater waiting for you, something that you can't even have imagined. So you've got to trust in the universe and in the angels, and trust that, again, life is not supposed to be that hard, Lena. Let go, and you're going to flow just where you belong, okay? So I'm getting there's something great coming your way. You've got to relax and allow it to come to you. You've been transforming. I don't know if you're feeling it, but with transformation come growing pains. So you're asked to just try to embrace these changes that are coming your way, okay? It could be, you know, a little crazy, but just know that, Lena, things are not falling apart. They're actually falling together. And when it's all over, you're going to be amazed at all the food that is coming into your life, okay? So try to surround yourself
mm-hmm.
with positive people and say positive affirmations, and just know that the change that is coming to you is a change for the better. Release control, and now let the divine take over. Okay? So when we release control, you're going to see how light your heart feels. The lightness in your heart is going to be so beautiful. Okay? So let go and, like you said, let the divine come in and take over. Okay? Yeah. And that's what I have for you. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. God bless you, Lena.
Okay, Lena.
Hello.
I'm here. Took me a minute to realize that Barbara was my name. Okay. All right. So one of the things that I'm getting is that you would probably benefit from reading that same book, Excuses Be Gone, by Wayne Dyer. And I don't usually tell everybody to read a book, but I'm telling everyone to read that one. Okay. And I'm also looking at, you know, all the notes that I wrote up, and one of those is saying it wants to talk to you, so here it is. The creative and intelligent power manifests perfectly as the universe. I am a result of this power. I feel connected to it, and I know it will work with me in creating the life that I desire. So, okay, I'm supposed to share that and share the book, and here's what Jesus wants to say to you. My beloved, you are reworking your life. You are completely changing everything. It will no longer be the way that it used to be, and it doesn't need to be the way that it used to be because that didn't work for you anyway. But as you are letting go of everything from the past, and we do mean everything, it is important that you really do look at what it is you prefer to experience, what it is that you prefer to create, what it is you want to surround yourself with. Let that be what you spend your time in. Not in worrying about what's going to happen, not in thinking about people who've done you wrong, not in thinking about what you need to do for your family or whomever it is. This is about you. Now, this doesn't mean that you're not going to be of service to others, because you are. You are naturally of service to others. And if you want, you can start every day by asking, how can I best be of service? And then do what you are guided to do. But this means that you have to let go of all of that stuff from the past. All of that stuff from the past. Every single bit of it. You have to let it all go. And we realize that while we are saying this, there's that lovely little ego voice in you telling you why you can't let go of something. But don't listen to that. You are going to let it all go. In order to move forward with your life, you have to let it all go. You cannot hang on to what has been and be in where you want to be. It's not possible to do both. You have to let go. You have to let go. And letting go is not difficult. You already know this. You let go often. Keep letting go. Call on Archangel Michael. Have him cut away the layers. And just ask for it to be removed layer by layer by layer by layer by layer by layer by layer. Even if you sit there and say by layer 3,000 times, it's okay. Because you are letting go. This is your life. These are your choices. And letting go is an important part of your evolution, of your growth, of your development. We are working with you. We are helping you as much as we possibly can. But it is your life, and we do not control it. You need to be the one who is making the choices. It is possible for you to have a beautiful home, the perfect job, more than enough money. It is possible for you to have all of that. Allow yourself to let go so that you can move into that life. We love you, and we know that you can do it. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with you.
Okay. Thank you.
And if you want a PDF copy of the book, you can send me an email and I will send you the book.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to let go of that bad man right now that's been around me. So he's just created way too much trouble for somebody. I can't allow him in my life. It's just too chaotic.
And that may be the thing that you, you know, talk to Archangel Michael and ask him to cut the cords, and you just keep saying layer by layer by layer and say it for hundreds of times until there is no feeling left when you think about that man. And then
okay.
You know that everything is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you both.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Have a great day. Bye-bye. All right, DC, we've done our job again.
Wow, what a great show, Barbara. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Totally amazing.
And I didn't even realize I hadn't set today's show up until I finally got on the computer and it was like not there. And I was like, oh my gosh. So.
Oh my goodness. It worked out well. Everything,
yes,
you know, went. Yes, it did. I've had my fill of, you know, my daily dose of vitamin G and I feel wonderful.
Wonderful. Fabulous. Okay. Well, if you're on the show tomorrow, I will talk with you then.
I hope to be. And Ginger's saying, in the meantime, everybody, call upon your angels. They're there with you, and they could help make your dreams come true. So whether you need, you know, to have a little help, maybe, you know, with work, a relationship, or even if you need a plumber. Ginger's saying, call upon the angels. They've got the yellow pages up in heaven, Barbara. They know who to call.
Oh, that is too funny. Okay. All right. Well, then, thank you, everybody, for listening. And we will talk to you again. I'll be on tomorrow at 11 Central Time. And if DC joins me, we'll both be here. Otherwise, DC and I will be back next Tuesday at 9 a.m. Central. And you are more than welcome to come and join us then and get the answers that you're looking for. We love you very much, and we hope that you have a beautiful day and a beautiful life. Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Bye.